This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Okay, I just got word that the news is moving so quickly this week. I'm just trying to keep you posted. This is inauguration week. This is probably the most dangerous week in the history of our republic. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thanks for joining me at healthrangerreport.com. And I just got word from one of my sources in the D.C. area who said that, yes, there's more than one weapons cache that is actually in play. As you may know, it's been reported that there was a weapons cache discovered in a wooded area. The word that I'm getting is that leftist groups are literally staging weapons, rifles in particular, and ammunition, staging weapons across the D.C. area, weapons that can't be traced back to them, obviously, in order to have left-wing terrorists pick up these weapons on Inauguration Day during the middle of the chaos and mayhem that they're trying to cause. Now, just on the record, you may have already seen the video, the undercover video surveillance or journalism of Project Veritas and James O'Keefe, who, again, is just an extraordinary, courageous journalist, one of the best of our time. And, I mean, it just awes me, the stuff that he pulls off. It's just astonishing. And in his video, he hires undercover people to infiltrate all these left-wing groups and then to get them caught on camera talking about their conspiracy plans to engage in domestic terrorism. And so these guys, these left-wing people, I'll find their names in a second here. I do have their names. They've been caught on camera saying they're going to engage in chemical attacks and stink bombs and setting off the sprinkler systems and sending people out in the cold weather drenched with water. They're going to do all this on January 20 as part of the Disrupt J20 event. Their names are Luke Kuhn, K-U-H-N, Colin Dunn, and Scott Green. And in this Project Veritas video, they are talking about how they're going to carry out this conspiracy of domestic terrorism to disrupt and harm people and terrorize people, possibly could even result in bodily injury, harm, or even death in the panic of what they're trying to cause. And this is what the left is attempting to do. Now, in that same story that I covered on Natural News, there's also, we cover this secret cache of weapons and ammo that's been found in D.C. So what I'm adding to that now is additional intel that says there is more than one cache of weapons and ammo that has been staged around the D.C. area. And that these are going to be then, I guess there's probably, I mean, this is just deduction. There must be a map of these handed to certain left-wing operatives, you know, Clinton supporters who are terrorists. And maybe they have this map. Maybe it's got GPS coordinates on it. And so their job is to, if they can, you know, open up with these weapons on Inauguration Day. And I guess their goal would be to occupy law enforcement, to occupy, the National Guard troops, cause mayhem, cause chaos, disrupt everything. And of course, they're going to get killed in the process because I would imagine that the DC police and the feds, you know, are tired of the Obama era BS of not being able to do their jobs and not being able to shoot back at violent protesters. I mean, screw the social justice warrior mindset. You know, the era of the snowflake is over. It's time for police to stand their ground and do their jobs. So all of you who are law enforcement, all of you Leos, National Guardsmen and women, and federal officers at this event, I want you to know we the people support you in this effort. Now, I mean, we don't support EPA running around the country with freaking military weapons to enforce environmental law on some poor farmer's marsh out in the middle of Oregon. That, you know, that's BS. But we do support all of you feds keeping law and order as the left-wing terrorists are trying to assault you. So I want to be clear. And we hope that you will arrest and prosecute these people. But The idea is they're gonna try to cause mayhem. Now, if you are thinking logically about where would they stash weapons, where would they hide, you know, rifles and weapons and ammo and perhaps bombs and things like that? Well, the obvious places are, you know, underneath park benches and underneath mailboxes and so on. But the Secret Service removes mailboxes and they remove newspaper stands and all those things that are kind of the obvious places. Basically, they're clearing out the city of those kinds of objects that can be used to hide weapons. So where else can you hide them? You know, in the woods. That's where this one cache was found. They could possibly hide them inside vehicles or inside motorcycles or mopeds. You can easily potentially hide a handgun or, I guess, a bomb or something in a moped or a motorcycle or an electric bicycle, even, if you're clever enough, I suppose. But also backpacks. Don't forget the Boston bombing, Boston Marathon bomb. Backpacks, you know, people are commonly carrying backpacks or large purses. I don't know what the weather is going to be like exactly. I don't think it's going to be crazy cold. So it's going to be more difficult for the terrorists to hide weapons underneath large coats, but they might use backpacks. So a backpack can hold, you know, pretty sizable bomb, right? We've seen that. We've seen that already carried out. So beware of backpacks. Beware of any place that people could hide something. For example, in a bathroom, they could go into a public restroom inside a building and maybe inside the ceiling tiles or in a hidden place in the wall or behind the paper towel dispenser or something. They could maybe remove an overhead fluorescent light and hide something in there, perhaps some kind of a rifle if they wanted to, or maybe a bomb of some kind. You know, there's all kinds of places that these left-wing terrorists are going to try to probably stage these weapons. So my advice is, number one, if you're there as a civilian, you know, just be on the lookout, be safe. But if you're there as law enforcement or National Guard or what have you, we especially want you to be safe. We want you to be, take an aggressive stance and arrest these people. You know, defend your lives. If you have to draw on an enemy that is pointing a gun at you or threatening you with a bomb or trying to ram you with a vehicle or something, you know, shoot back to stop them, stop the violence. Hopefully you've been given such orders from your commanders and so on. This is the time to stand your ground. This is the time to shoot back if it is justified and if it's within your policy guidelines and your commanding orders. Obviously, you probably haven't been given like weapons-free commands or anything like that, but you do have the right to defend yourself, probably, I hope, if your life is threatened. So definitely be wise and do everything in your power to keep people safe, to restore law and order, and to shut down these violent left-wing terrorists who are also known as Democrats and fascists and communists. I mean, basically, this is the communist wing of the Democrat Party at work. They are terrorists. They are mentally ill. They are violent extremists. And it's all going to be on display in just the next few days. This is history in the making, and it's going to be, I think, a very ugly history because we're going to see the ugly side of the radical left-wing, mentally ill, Generation Snowflake Clinton supporters who just can't believe that they didn't rig enough fraudulent votes to pull this thing off. I guess they focused all their fake voting in California where it didn't matter as much. You know, yeah, they won California. We knew that was going to happen. Still only get a 55 electoral votes. That doesn't give you a victory nationwide. Thank God. Thank God we have the Electoral College, right? Otherwise, they could just rig the whole system in Los Angeles alone or New York alone and just win the popular vote and say, screw the rest of the country. Nevertheless, that's another topic. Now, I've also heard that there are going to be barriers erected against vehicle attacks. So there are going to be dump trucks and heavy construction trucks loaded with sand and parked end to end to create very, very heavy barriers. And I don't know if you know this about sand, but sand and the reason sandbags are so good at being a defensive barrier in a military situation is that sand stops bullets is very, very effective at stopping bullets because sand disperses the kinetic energy very, very quickly to other sand crystals. In other words, sand is even more effective at stopping bullets than concrete. Even though you might think, well, sand is, you know, soft and pliable, or at least you can scoop it, you can sift it, and you can't sift concrete. But actually, a bullet will go through concrete far more easily than a bullet will go through sand. So they've got trucks, I've heard, filled with sand, and these are going to be lined up. It's actually a very smart tactic. And so any vehicle that would try to have a ramming type of attack, you know, like some of these terrorists do in Europe, have a truck attack, you know, and then the media blames the truck and not the terrorists. You ever notice that? They never blame the terrorists. They say truck runs over 85 people. No, it was the driver that did it, not the truck. It's not like a Stephen King novel where the vehicles spring to life on their own and start murdering humans because they're trying to conquer the world with engines or something. So anyway, they've got the trucks filled with sand, and anybody who tries to ram through that is going to have very little success. So it should be interesting, though, to see somebody try that. Hopefully that'll be caught on YouTube, where we will entitle it Libtards versus the Laws of Physics. And it will be left-wingers versus sand. Who wins? And we can calculate the kinetic energy we can calculate the newtons of the person trying to ram through a dump truck filled with 20 tons of sand. And we will do the equation, and we will discover the sand wins. Yes, the sand wins. And, you know, you're just going to have a dead leftard in that vehicle. Or if they live, maybe their airbags deploy or something and they're still alive, then they're going to be arrested and charged with, you know, attempted terrorism and what have you. That could be interesting too. But my prediction, if you're asking for my prediction on all of this, I've already said that all of these attempts by the left are going to fail. So despite the most desperate efforts of these left-wing terrorists, they're going to fail. And it's not just going to be a standard failure. It's going to be truly what I call an epic failure. I've called it the left-wing faceplant failure. And I've compared it to, you know, when you see those YouTube videos where you got some crazy teenage kid who thinks he's going to ride his BMX bike off the roof of a trailer and bounce off a trampoline over the fence into a pool. And you know, the success rate of that is always zero. But it's hilarious, you know, and he ends up face planting on a concrete sidewalk somewhere and learning a very important lesson in physics. Yeah, that's the kind of epic failure that we're going to see from the insane left. And at one level, you know, it's going to be sad. There's a human cost to it and so on. But at another level, it's going to be quite hilarious to really see the total stupidity of the radical left on display, because they are mentally ill. And, you know, if they were smart, they would just stay home and not try these stupid things, you know, try chemical bombing and I don't know what all they're going to try to do. A mad rush to assassinate Trump, a human wave of left-wing zombies. What are they going to do? Throw sandals at the guy? A sandal attack? I don't know how they think they're going to pull this off, but the failure will be epic, and it will go down in history as one of the most astonishing and perhaps entertaining and perhaps in some ways sad, maybe even pathetic failures in the history of politics in the United States. There is no scenario under which the communist radical left manages to overtake and occupy Washington, D.C. and overthrow the government. There is no scenario in which that happens. And I'm pretty good at analyzing these things. Before the election on November 8, I did say that I can see scenarios in which Donald Trump could lose the election. That was definitely a possibility. Even though I predicted he was going to win, I predicted it months in advance on the record. You know, it's all on there on naturalnews.com, plus the podcast and everything. I actually predicted he would win almost a year before the election. But I will admit to you right now that I saw there were some scenarios in which he could lose. It wasn't a sure thing. It was just sort of the majority, it was the best bet, but it wasn't a sure thing. But using that same analysis, I can tell you right now, there is virtually no scenario under which the left manages to take over the United States government on January 20. I don't see that happening. I don't see any possibility of that happening. If the left tries something like truly, truly radical, like let's say Obama declaring martial law and announcing that the election results are invalid and there's going to be a do-over, that would immediately result in hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Americans activating their Second Amendment rights, sweeping into Washington, D.C. with their AR-15s and defending the Trump administration and basically arresting Obama. And then would be interesting to see what would happen next. But I don't think that's going to happen. So that's not a prediction. I'm just telling you, what if the left tries something crazy like that, the American people aren't going to put up with it, period. Heck, there's probably enough bikers headed to D.C. right now to just take care of that all by themselves. They don't even need guns. They've got the bare muscle to pull that off just with fists and knees and elbows. They could pull that off without having to fire a single shot, you know. That's the bikers are badass. I'm talking about the bikers for Trump, of course, and they're going to be there on Inauguration Day as well, forming what they call a human wall of meat, I think they said, a human wall of meat against the radical leftists who, of course, hate meat. You know, a lot of them are vegans, so it's an offensive term just to have meat in the way. Seriously, who describes themselves as meat? I don't know. But they are large people. Typically, they're very strong. They're physically strong, and they have a no BS kind of stance, and that's a good thing. So I'm happy that they're there. But it is funny, like meat, human, a wall of human meat. Nevertheless, this is going to be fascinating. So I may be live podcasting this. I'm not sure yet. We're sort of working on a technical solution possibility. I'm not exactly sure. In any case, I will be probably live tweeting it if I'm not doing live audio coverage, one or the other. So you can check for announcements on naturalnews.com for that. I encourage you to hunker down, be ready for anything. Although, again, I think this is going to be a successful transition of power. I do believe Donald Trump will be sworn in on schedule or very close to on schedule. And I don't see the left being able to pull off their attempted coup. Not going to happen. So the prognosis for the outcome of all of this is actually quite positive. And it could be, again, extremely entertaining to see these leftards attempt to pull off what they think is a form of protest, but is actually domestic terrorism. You know, it's funny when they're bombing buildings, they think it's a protest. But when you, if you're a conservative or a libertarian or a Christian, when you speak words, they think that's terrorism. So your words are weapons to them, but their bombs are free speech to you. You see how that works? That's how demented these people are. The completely mentally ill. Like, they're afraid of your words, but they're going to launch bombs and throw acid bombs and dump it into the HVAC systems of buildings and basically commit acts of terrorism. They think that's perfectly okay because in their minds, Donald Trump is a fascist. They don't realize they are the fascists. They are the fascists. It's amazing how they can't see history. They have no clue who they are and what they're really doing. Nevertheless, this should all get quite entertaining by the end of the week. So thanks for listening. My name is Mike Adams, as you know, Health Ranger. You're listening to healthrangerreport.com, and I will keep filing audio reports all week as the situation develops. Remember, there's more than one weapons cache in the DC area, and remember that these left-wing terrorists have been caught on tape conspiring to carry out acts of terrorism. This is no longer just conjecture. The conjecture was correct, by the way. I already told you about this weeks ago, if you check my previous post, I already told you this was all going to happen. Now it's confirmed. So what I'm saying now is this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot more planned. And oh, one more thing. It's not just in DC. Forgot to tell you that. This is going to happen. The disruption, the terrorism, the looting, the violence by the leftists, they're going to try to beat white people. They're going to pull white people out of their cars and beat them. They're going to be violent assaults, arson, looting, you name it, in major cities nationwide, major cities all over the country, including probably places like, you know, Philadelphia, Chicago, of course, Los Angeles, of course, maybe even Houston, St. Louis, for all we know, Seattle, all kinds of places all up and down, you know, New York City, of course, East Coast, West Coast, you name it. There's going to be massive mayhem and violence. So don't be running around in a car. If you appear to be a white person, don't be driving through the hood on that day unless you're packing some serious protection. And I don't mean condoms. So have some good protection, know how to use it. And the best advice is stay off the streets. Just stay off the streets. You don't want to give the cops, you don't want to force them to have to come deal with your emergency. So just stay home. Stay home. Stay off the streets. It's very simple. Be safe. Be prepared. You know, stay home. Lock and load. You know, tap and rack the slide on your Glock. Have hollow points in the magazine, you know, for self-defense. Get your 12-gauge locked and loaded with some anti-personnel ammo at your door. You know, put a sign on your door. You know, you come in, you don't leave on your own 2 feet. Whatever it takes. You know, like, defend your house, defend your apartment, defend your family. But just don't instigate violence. But don't put up with it either if it comes to you. If they come through your window or come through your door, you know, put them down. And, you know, call 911. They'll add it to the queue of things to respond to. It's going to be a really long queue, so don't be in a hurry. But the best thing is don't get mixed up in these in anything on the streets. If you stay home, you know, you're probably going to be fine. They're not going to run around your neighborhood probably breaking into homes. I don't think so. They're going to stage it out in the middle of the city somewhere. They're going to break in the windows of a local CVS pharmacy, and they're going to loot the pharmacies and the Walmarts and the Target stores and the flat screen TV video shops and the 7-Elevens. Just don't be there. How hard is that? You'll be fine. You'll be fine. And just stay informed, stay connected, stay safe, have everything ready, you know, be ready to just watch and learn and witness history unfold, because it's going to be freaking amazing. You've never seen anything like this ever before in your lifetime or my lifetime. None of us have witnessed this going down. This is going to be epic. So get ready, be safe, and be prepared. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.